Well, yesterday, the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee passed out of committee by voice WERDA, the Water Resources Development Act of 2005. That includes legislation to build 7 new locks on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. It's something that the National Corn Growers Association, the Illinois Corn Growers Association, has been working on for many years. We're joined now by the president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association, Newman, Illinois farmer Roger Sy. Good afternoon to you, Roger.
How you doing today, Todd?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know it's a busy time of year for you. Tell me about WERDA, what passage out of the Senate means for lock and dam modernization across the Upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers.
Well, this is something we've been working on for years, like you said, about 15 years now, as a matter of fact. And we came pretty close there last fall, thought we might get over that hump and get things going. So now that we've got the authorization out of committee, it'll be going to the full Senate, and they did it intact the way it was. Last year we had some problems. There was some core reform that they thought needed to be done. There was some new wording put in this year, thanks to Senators Landrieu and Cochran on that, and it seemed like everybody was happy with the changes. We've got the environmental groups now online. There's going to be a lot of ecosystem work done at the same time, and then there's going to be some other smaller things done, like a little lengthening here and there, maybe a couple extra boats to help with the breakdowns at some of the other locks where there's been some slight problems in the meantime. So, everything that we were hoping for was included in this bill, and just the fact that it finally came through, our part of this with the locks and dams is only about 13 pages out of the total WERDA bill, which was actually 261 pages. So, it's no wonder they had a little problem and had some very vivid discussions, I'm sure.
This is the first real opportunity you've had a chance to see Illinois' new junior Senator Barack Obama in action for Illinois agriculture. How did he perform?
He did very well on this. He really went to bat for us. He stood up and asked the tough, important questions, especially with some of the new people that are coming on in the president's office up there. And, he wanted to make sure everybody was online. They were going to support this, going to be behind it. And hopefully we can get the authorization now through the full Senate. And then, of course, the big problem comes in getting the money appropriated. But one step at a time. Barack has been behind us all the way, really been promoting this and working closely with a lot of the other offices. So we are urging all of our members, as a matter of fact, and anybody else that would like to please call Washington, D.C. or send an email to the office thanking him for these efforts, because this is one of his first big ones. And he's also working pretty hard on the ethanol legislation for us, too. So we're real pleased with the way things are going so far.
So I made note that while this did come out of the Senate and Environmental and Public Works Committee yesterday, it still has to go through the rest of the Senate. Senator Obama and others, I'm sure, will guide that along. But that doesn't finish the job. It hasn't even started the process on the House side.
That's right. We've been talking with some of them. We were out in D.C. twice here over the past 6 weeks, and it seems like this time we're getting a lot more of them to come along line with us, too. It was kind of a wait-and-see type attitude. Both of them, the House and the Senate, were kind of waiting on each other, watching each other, seeing what changes would be made in this. But, now the urgency is really there, and they all realize that these things are 70 years old now, and they only had a 50-year expectancy. We've now run out of spare gates. If there's a breakdown, we're going to have to wait months to get a new part in there to get these things fixed. So this is just creating some real problems, and the urgency that's finally realized by all the folks out there in D.C., we've been pushing that part really hard. I think this time, maybe this year, we'll finally get there. They're hoping this will start coming up in May now, before the full group, and hopefully we can get things started pretty soon.
And again, the money that would be appropriated for this, part of it has been put back by a tax on fuel oil that was used, that's been used for many years in the tugboats that are running up and down the Mississippi River. The other would come out of the general appropriations. Is that correct?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, the tax you're referring to that's paid by the tugboat operators will pay for half of this. So, we were talking originally $1.8 billion. It'll be quite a bit less than that. And it's going to take 15 years or so once we get the engineering design parts done and get the action actually started with the building. A lot of the labor unions have been working very closely with us on that, and we've estimated approximately 48 million man-hours will be required to actually complete this project. So, we've got a lot of people online with all that now, and, I think that'll help with the appropriations along the line, too. It's a lot more groups involved, a lot more towns, a lot more people along the river with environmental groups and the labor. So We're kind of getting all the ducks in a row now. I think this year it'll work.
And tell me if you can what the difference will be once you lengthen these locks, or these locks are lengthened from 600 feet to double that, 1,200 feet, on the economies of scale going up and down the river. What does it mean economically to the state of Illinois, maybe to the nation?
Oh, economically, this is going to be a huge boost, because now we have to break the toes in half, take one part of it through, tie it off, unhook, come back, hook onto the other one, go through, and then hook back up to the other. We're doing this six or seven times as we're going down the Mississippi in Illinois. So just by speeding that part of it up, you know, there's labor costs involved, there's fuel costs involved, there's costs with working the locks system double hard on these to just get a load through. And we're looking at possibly, you know, anywhere from 17 to 30 cents is what will involve in our price of corn here. But just the fact that we can get the things down the river will make us a more reliable provider to the rest of the world as far as our exports. Here in Illinois, over 41% of our corn is exported down the Mississippi River that we grow right here in the state. And I read somewhere the other day that 60% of all the beans exported go right down the Mississippi also. But we also have a lot of things coming back into the state. You know, a lot of our fertilizers for the farmers, also for the cities that they use on their yards and golf courses, steel for the big industries, salt for the roads and the streets in the Chicago area in the winter. So this is going to be a big boost economically just to get this up and down faster. It'll reduce a lot of these prices of the inputs.
And finally, if I remember correctly, it cost about $400 to have a tugboat set idle while they're waiting to get through the locks. It takes at least 2 hours to do that if there's no lineup there at that point. And then I do want to discuss one final question with you. If they lengthen the locks, what's the environmental impact at each of the seven sites?
Well, right now, that has been where the environmentalists have really come online with us now. It'll speed things up. The boats just won't be sitting there churning the water, which is, you know, hard on the silt. It gets more siltation going around them. It's harder on some of the fish that are in the waters, actually, you know, just to be sitting there churning this around them. So when you keep a smooth movement going and keep things going faster and smoother through these locks and the parts in between the locks even, it's just a win-win for all the ecosystem around it.
Roger, thanks much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Roger Tsai is the president of the Illinois Corn Growers Association. We were talking about the Water Resources Development Act of 2005 at Senate Bill 728, and it did pass out of the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee yesterday morning. Has to go through the full Senate and the House yet at this time to lengthen seven locks for modernization on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers.